Danica Thurston, the executive director of the Lynn Museum, is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. Danica, good to be talking with you one more time here.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me back, Bill. It's always a pleasure to connect with you and share what we have going on at Lynn Museum of Arts.
All right, so there's the usual exhibits, and there are some special exhibits here for Black History Month and presentations and programs and so on. So let's get to the unique kind of special things that are happening this month. And first up, regarding Black History Month, maybe you could just take me back. We missed some events, to be honest with you. You've had a number of events already. Maybe could you do a quick little recap on some things, and then we'll talk about school vacation week next week.
Yeah, more than happy to. So some people might know that we had launched a project a few years ago called Untold Stories, a History of Black People in Lynn, and we were fortunate to organize a couple of story share days as part of that programming to invite members of the community to share their oral histories, photographs, artifacts from their family's time here in Lynn as it's connected to Lynn's Black history. And so last week we had Crystal Rollins Jackson. She graciously shared her family's story with us as part of the Story Share Day, but has continued to do research into her family's history, and in particular, a neighboring family next to her loved ones that she grew up with that had a very unique history in the jockey world. So there were four prominent Black jockeys that were all brothers that lived in Lynn around the same time. And so she did a presentation for us as part of our monthly MESA program, which stands for Museum Enrichment Series for All. So it was a noontime program over Zoom and Facebook Live. And so she had a fantastic presentation that is available if you go to Lynn Museum, our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Lynn Museum. It's on our most recent videos. But it was a fantastic presentation on what I think is probably a very little known history here in Lynn. And she just did a wonderful job, so I encourage people to check that out. We also partnered with the Green Belt, that's Essex County's Land Trust. We've done a couple of programs with them around Lynn Woods, but they graciously organized a movie night featuring the filmed Cooked Survival by Zip Code around a conversation around climate change as it affects communities of color. They had Dr. Luna from Salem State, who they're doing some work with sort of outside of the film presentation, but he graciously joined the event to lead a Q&A and a discussion around these efforts on a local scale. And so, and now we're gearing up for school vacation week, so, you know, happy to talk about that as well.
Well, this February school vacation week, as someone that used to work in the schools, it's always an exciting time, I think, to reach that February vacation week, to be honest with you. So I'm sure it will be exciting at the museum. So what's up at the museum next week?
Yes, so we are doing programming the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of school vacation week, so the 20th through the 22nd, and we are celebrating Black musicians, Black creativity, Black authors throughout those 3 days. So we'll be open free to the public from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and each day we'll feature a couple of different activities. So the Monday we're having a hip-hop history workshop with Big Brother Saadi. He's a local rapper and hip-hop historian here in Lynn. We've done a couple of collaborations with the hip-hop community over the past couple of years. We actually have the Lynn Hip-Hop exhibition up right now. It closes at the end of this month, so it's a nice tie-in to celebrate the exhibit and this incredible community here in Lynn. We have a bunch of art-making activities inspired by prominent Black artists. We have a couple of story times, one of which is with Susie Stories Rockport. This is a Black-owned bookstore here on the North Shore in Essex County. So we're excited for them to do a pop-up with some contemporary and classic children's books. And then we have Michelle La Poetica coming on the Wednesday, the 22nd, to do another story time. Like I said, a bunch of art-making activities that is meant for everyone. We recognize that it's school vacation week, so we expect to see a number of little ones, but all of these activities, they're geared for kids of all ages, I like to say.
Okay. I want to ask you about some of the exhibits that you have there now but will be coming up. But before I do that, if folks go to your website, and we'll have a link up on this post to your website, I think notes on the vault. Tell me about that. I was at the vault a number of years ago, but tell me about the vault and what that is.
Yes. So for folks that don't know, Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts, we are secondly or two organizations that merged, and that's why we have the joint name. So we have the museum at 590 Washington Street, and then the Lynn Arts Building at 25 Exchange Street, which offers gallery space, theater space, and studio space to contemporary artists. So with the Black Box, the theater, I mean, growing up in Lynn, I used to go to shows at the Black Box. Most recently, Arts After Hours, which was a community theater group, leased that space for different theater events. They also rented out to local theater groups. But we had a transition in the space. So now Lynn Music Foundation, they're a new nonprofit in the community that's really supporting, you know, the contemporary community of musicians, largely rappers and hip-hop artists, although they're collaborating with after-school programs. They're hoping to offer more workshops to the community. So they have a lot of great ideas, and they moved into this space at the beginning of this year. And let me tell you, they have been very busy with open mics and pop-up shops and additional showcases. So it's exciting to have some more activity in the theater space. So they have a number of events this month, including some performances from artists in the community that are releasing new music. They actually have an event this Friday for folks that are still in the Valentine's spirit. They have an R&B showcase at 7 p.m. featuring R&B artists from the community. But we're also collaborating with them on our Final Fridays program, which will relaunch next week. But for anybody looking for live music, please check out The Vault, Neil Rantoul, Black Box Theater, Lynn Music Foundation. Their information is also on our website.
Wow, that's a lot of stuff. Well, at least extending Valentine's Day seems like a good idea and a reason to eat more chocolate, I think,
yes.
Right? All right, so now what are some other exhibits? So what are some of the basic exhibits you have there, but what else? You have some special exhibits coming up later on in the weeks ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So we launched a new exhibit that will be up through the spring featuring artist Yeti Frankel, 40 years of her work. Yeti was born here in Lynn, grew up in Lynn, and Lynn is very much centric in a lot of the work that she has done over the years. She was actually one of the original artists in the Lynn Arts Building when that building was dedicated to the artist community here in Lynn. So her exhibition is called Place of Inspiration, Images That Capture the Spirit of Lynn. And so as I mentioned, that'll be up through the spring. It was just featured in ArtScope's magazine's January-February issue, so there's been a lot of great buzz, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful show that takes up our entire first floor area. So it's remarkable. And then in terms of upcoming exhibits, I mentioned our Black History exhibit previously. We are in the process of reimagining that exhibition. You know, we realize that that project just sort of scratched the surface of Black history here in Lynn, so we're continuing to do more research and working with the community to figure out more individuals that we should feature and celebrate. So this will sort of be the next iteration. We're planning to open it in the next few weeks, profiling members from the Black community that are, some are more known than others, and some I think will be surprising to some folks who may not be aware of these stories and history. And then we're also still celebrating our 125th anniversary that happened last year in April, and we're continuing the celebration through April of this year, but we're organizing an exhibit that celebrates the history of the Lynn Historical Society, which was our original organization. And so we are featuring different objects from the collection, some that were the original objects that were part of the collection back in 1897, some things that are newer to the collection, and some just sort of funky stuff that people haven't seen before. So that will also open, we're hoping, in a few weeks, along with the Untold Stories Black History exhibit.
Wow, that's some exciting stuff here. I want you to just share with our listeners here a bit more. It's been a while since I went through the Lynn Arts Building, but that's a former bank where there is a vault that I was referencing a moment ago, which is then now part of that theater area. But tell me what I mean. In the past, there's been a lot of artists in there, you know, whether they be painters, sculptors, or whatever, different forms of art. So what is in the building now? Is that pretty much the same for the most part?
Yes, it is. It's pretty much the same. I would say the biggest sort of difference from what Lynn Arts used to be when it was sort of its own organization is that we don't have any programmable space as a museum in the Lynn Arts Building. We're very fortunate to have all of the spaces be activated and leased out to artists and artist group in the community. So we have galleries at Lynn Arts. They're their own nonprofit. They activate the gallery spaces in the museum. They just organized an exhibit around contemporary Black artists in the community called Reflecting the Times. I believe that's up for another few few weeks in their gallery, in the large gallery, and then in the smaller community gallery, they have a small work show from the members of the gala organization. And then we also have Cultura Latina Dance Academy. They have, I think, three studios now in our lower level. We have North Shore Music Center on the second floor. They have three studios. They offer music lessons. Cultura Latina Dance Academy offers dance lessons and workshops. They also offer their space out for events. So if anybody's looking for an event coordinator, please reach out to Yaya. She is incredible. We, of course, now, as I mentioned, have Lynn Music Foundation and the Black Box. And then we have about, I would say, maybe 20 to 25 more individual artists that have space in the building. Largely painters, although we do have some mixed media artists and some musicians as well.
Mixed media, that's the term I was looking for earlier. Thank you. It took a while, but man, you are prepared, Danica. This is impressive.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you want to share with us about the museum or anything else that I did not ask you about?
Yeah, sure. I will say that we are relaunching our Final Fridays program next week. This is a program that some folks might have seen during the warmer months in the summer. We activated our green spaces in the park that we have that sort of abuts both buildings. But we are excited because we have more robust funding this year as part of the Creative Cities program with the City of Lynn and some other key stakeholders here in the downtown community. So the program kicks off, like I said, next week, Final Fridays. We're focusing on the Lynn Hip Hop exhibit. So we'll have a performance showcase, an open mic, art making. And this is an after-hours experience at the museum that will be offered every Final Friday of the month, February through October. We are hoping to transition outside once the warmer weather gets here, which I am definitely ready for myself. But it's just going to be a really great time, and I'm really excited to have, you know, just sort of a dedicated after-hours experience here at the museum. Even if it is once a month, you know, we have only still partially reopened since the pandemic, so our hours are still somewhat limited. But we're excited to create more and more opportunities for people to not only access our spaces, but have a great time.
Sounds great. Danica, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck on all of this stuff, and hopefully it will be you'll be in pretty much control with all that energy during vacation week next week at the museum.
Yes, thank you so much. We're really excited. And thank you again for the opportunity to share what we have going on. I greatly appreciate it. Yeah.
Danica Thurston, the Executive Director, Lynn Museum, Lynn Arts, here on MSONewsports.com.